The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, hour number two here, the firm of Harris and Meringue. You missed it in the first hour. You can download that, the Fan Podcast, at 1051thefan.com. The Odyssey app. You can also rewind on the Odyssey app. Catch off the beginning of the show if you missed any of that. A lot of college football today. We'll have Dave Bartu at Nooner.
Bartu.
Our big Nooner of the day. In the YouTube chat, Rufio's telling me that the Moda Center might be on fire. Black smoke near the Markham Bridge. If you're driving on I-5, pull over on I-5 and text. You don't want to text and drive. So right there, when it goes down to two lanes, just stop your car in the middle of traffic and text me and let me know what's going on. And honk your horn. Woo woo.
God, I hate people honk their horns.
Dude, I'm so terrified to honk my horn. It takes a lot for me to hit the old beep beep.
The one that gets me, and this is my old man, shaking his fist at the clouds moment. Why do we have to honk in tunnels?
You drive through one every day.
I'm too busy holding my breath in tunnels to honk the horn. See, gotcha.
That's more acceptable. That doesn't affect me unless you pass out because you held your breath too long.
Yeah, look, I got kids, so we hold our breath.
Yeah,
and they always plug their nose, and I don't plug my nose, and they're like, "Why don't you plug your nose?" And I go, "Cause it's not safe to take your hands off the wheel."
10 and 2 at all times.
Also, then I can breathe, and I just chipmunk my mouth.
Yeah. Exactly.
Look at you, 5 toes down, even with the kids. Good God, you monster. Cheating kids out of the game.
Hell yeah, brother. God. I will cheat my way out of any game.
Gotta teach them kids some life lessons early on, you know?
Yeah, you know that...
life ain't fair.
You know that camping activity I was telling you about with the drinking and the Juana and the puzzle and the food?
You cheated.
Oh, dude, everyone cheats in that game. Everyone cheats in that game. Dude, it's just about if you get caught, man.
Unbelievable.
It's just about if you get caught. Look, if you're Phil Negro and you throw the nail file on the ground, you busted. They got your ass. But if he threw it down there, put his cleat on it, and nobody saw it,
even then on that super low-res television feed, you could see that emery board flying through the air.
It is very clear. I love there's an ump right next to him that just clearly watches it hit the ground.
It's what are you doing, dude?
503-864-6326. That is the Fan text line. Also on the YouTube chat, we're still down a camera, but we got the old studio view up there for you to have a little funsies with. So come, hang out with us. Enjoy. Stick around. Coming up in the noon hour, like I said, we'll have Dave Bartu. We'll also talk some NFL quarterbacks again. And Greg McElroy probably not making friends with his old boss.
Yeah, well, that'll happen.
So there's a lot to get to today. But did you know cesium-137?
Cesium.
Cesium is 137 is a radioactive isotope with a half-life of about 30 years, a byproduct of nuclear fission, meaning it's created during nuclear reactions, like those in a nuclear reactor or weapons testing. While it has some beneficial uses, like in medical radiation therapy and industrial gauges, it also poses risks if ingested or inhaled, potentially leading to health issues.
Yeah, ask the Russians about that.
Yeah, that ain't good, right?
Or after they fall out of a window.
Well, yeah, it's weird. He died of radio poisoning. No, I think it was the ground that killed him.
Yeah. He had a heart attack. Is that because he fell from 8 floors?
Yeah. It was, Slow Horses on Apple TV I was watching, and without giving anything away, they kill somebody with nuclear material, and it's very much a hallmark of the FSB, and it's pretty true to life. Because the thing about radioactive materials, because of what it is and how it's processed, it's where it came from.
Yeah. Well,
it has unique characteristics. Mm-hmm. It's like if you wanted to bullet match a rifle, if you had the entire bullet, you can go, it matches the exact rifling on this rifle. So it's where it originated from. It's one of those kind of things. But cesium getting into your shrimp.
Not okay, dude.
Which is great because
I like shrimp.
It was shrimp from Walmart.
And, I don't shop at Walmart.
I have one in Sherwood that I occasionally, I will say this, makes me wonder why this was the case. I've gone in there a couple times to stop at the grocery store because I've been coming back somewhere else. I'm like, oh, that'll be easier. The deals they have on meat is incredible sometimes.
Maybe I know why.
Yeah, I'm like, it's because it's radioactive. It's like, how does this, like,
I went to a Walmart.
Cesium of all things. How does that get into your shrimp?
Well, somebody is testing nuclear weapons somewhere where shrimp is being harvested. I went into the Walmart in Hood River on my way to camping last week. Boy, that's the most wild Walmart I've ever seen in a different way. Low ceilings, dimly lit.
Oh, kind of the OG Walmart.
No fresh food, like just packaged goods.
Yeah, it's a kind of throwback. I thought you were saying
it was slammed too.
I mean, come on.
It was a Friday at 5 o'clock.
I will say, people of Walmart.
That's where I got this nail polish.
There you go. It makes sense. That's all lining up now.
It's really crappy nail polish.
But do you remember that? It's like E-bombs world, like the OG internet days. Oh. People of Walmart, brother. I mean, I lived in the South. In the early 2000s.
Dude, we had fun with Walmart bingo for a long time.
The stuff that I would see in... And this is like the pre-influencer era. That stuff that was like happening in Walmarts back then would have taken the internet by... Like, the stuff that we see influencers doing now in stores is atrocious.
Right.
But like, this was just like the regular goings on.
Yeah, there wasn't a phone to like take a video of it and post it anywhere. It just kind of happened.
It was just like, oh... This is real life out here. What? Oh, hey. I love
auto. Is that you?
Yeah, apparently my sound came on my laptop. Sorry about that. I was like, I thought somebody opened the door behind me. I'm like,
get
you
your
jerk.
S together, Daniel.
I always have it on mute. I don't know why I wasn't on mute. That was weird. It was the news article about the cesium. So, but yeah, it says, however, no shrimp that has tested positive has entered the U.S. food supply, according to the FDA. And I'm just like...
Who's in charge of the FDA?
Yeah, not just that, but like...
I don't know if I trust the people in charge right now. Just, but like, just kind of saying.
I don't know if you've ever seen like how shrimp is packaged. There's a lot.
Yeah.
So how do you know that it didn't enter the food supply?
Yeah, it's all poundage too. It's not like individual shrimp.
Yeah, I mean, it's like... Also, I want to know like where this shrimp that they found, where it came from.
That is true. Why won't they tell us where it came from?
Well, I mean, they can... This stuff, it's all tracked. It all has
they
lots.
Know where it is.
And the lots that came from this boat, and this boat was in this area. Like, it's not hard to trace.
They know where it is, but why won't they tell us? What if it came out of, like, Lake Superior?
I mean, would that surprise anybody?
Shrimp in Lake Superior, yes, would surprise me.
I guess lake, yeah.
That was the whole setup,
yeah,
Danny.
No, look, I'm
where
dumb.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm dumb right now.
I think threw that up for you.
Well, I was just thinking lakes that burn and pollution. That's why I didn't even think about shrimp in lake.
Lake Erie was once on fire.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like
the Cuyahoga River was once on fire.
Again, like that wouldn't surprise me. That's where my brain went. Not
coming back
lake.
To show Ohio from yesterday.
Yeah, God, it's always Ohio. God, Ohio's for lovers.
Dude, Ohio half the time decides who's the president of America.
Which is insane.
This is why I'm nice to the people of Ohio. Maybe I'll have to live there someday.
Yeah, I hope not.
I know my kids, they hate the state of Ohio.
I mean, I don't know how you go to Ohio and not hate the state.
Well, they've never been to this state. They just are Michigan indoctrined.
Well, I mean, they came up on the right side of that, at least.
The right side.
I mean, it is.
Speaking of crazy states, let's head on down to Texas.
Yeehaw!
Which one of these classes would you take while being a professional athlete? We'll get to that next. But oh, nope. Yep. I thought it was 11:30. I'm just an idiot. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan. You see it all around you. Bottom of the fourth, Mariners losing 3-1 to the Phillies. Luis Castillo, that guy might be washed. Beautiful head of hair, though. Beautiful head of hair.
I never understand any athlete that has hair that thick and that heavy doing it. Like Steven Jackson, you remember him getting pulled down by his dreads?
Palomalu.
Bro, like, I just like...
Derrick Henry?
It's so crazy to me when you've got that much hair. How, like, even when mine was long, I was like, man, this is a pain. Like, and when you've got dreads that are that thick, or you've got braids that are that thick, that has just got to weigh a ton.
Yeah, but I think you just get used to it. It's part of your equilibrium. I remember when McCutcheon shaved off his dreads, he was not good the next year.
Yeah, man.
It was kind of the death of his career.
Powered
almost.
By his hair.
Yeah, well, I think it's just your equilibrium's off, and it's hard to, like, find that balance in your body.
Alfred Payton had the big tuft that came out in the front, and I was like, it sounds so dumb, but maybe that's part of your shooting problem, is you've got this giant tuft of hair in front of your face.
I just want to see Luis Castillo's hat. Because
it's got
to
be at least an 8.
There,
right?
There's a braid in the back
like
for his hair. Dude, it might be like a 9, and it might be like Barry Bonds size just to keep the braid there.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's a lot.
It's a lot, man.
You look good. Good looking guy.
I mean, it's great for you. I mean, it's great head of hair.
Great head of hair.
What's funny is when you see somebody who has that but also has the receding hairline, it's like, oh no, buddy, you got to let go.
I got a buddy with dreads that way. White guy with dreads.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's like Peyton Manning.
Oh, you gotta let
that go. And then he's got dreads.
You gotta let that go.
Well, he's in his 50s. He's okay.
No, I mean, if you've made that commitment at that point in time, I guess.
He's English, too, which is great. He's from Manchester.
White
we talk
dreads,
football.
British. Okay. Yeah.
Until you said that, loves, I was going to guess that he drives a Subaru.
Loves punk and metal. Oh, God, no. He doesn't drive. He came to America and he was
bike
like,
only.
He came to America and he was like, why don't you guys have mass transportation like we do? And I was like,
Well, we kind of do.
Kind of do.
Because our country isn't the size of a city.
That is the truth. No. That is the truth. The most unique course offered at every Texas FBS school. This came across. One of you guys found this morning, work on stuff, and I had a hard pivot to get into it. These are classes you can take at UTEP, UTSA, Rice, Texas, A&M, Texas Tech, SMU, Houston, Baylor, TCU. Yeah, I'm not sure what these other ones are. That's Texas State. I know that because they're in the new Pac-12. What's the green? It's like an eagle?
Mine's not loading. Hold on. Oh, North Texas.
That's North Texas.
Yeah. That's North Texas. The one I can't figure out is the orange one above Utah.
Sam Houston.
Sam Houston. There you go. Sam Houston. You know, these are fantastic. Rufio's already looked at this. He says you need to be able to combine the University of Houston and the Texas A&M, to which my response was that's the most Texas degree of all time in beer appreciation at Houston and Texas barbecue at Texas A&M. Now, beer appreciation, I think, is kind of a weak sauce class. See what I did there? Mm-hmm. Weak sauce. But Texas barbecue, that's... Texas barbecue, that is a real thing that people get real angry about and real defensive for. So I think, you know, Texas barbecue, you'd also have to teach, you know, Carolina smoked meat. You'd have to do Kansas City barbecue.
Well, there's also there's Chicago style. In the Big 12, there's the...
But they're just talking Texas barbecue.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but I think to understand, one must know all aspects of the force.
Okay.
I think it's the Big 12. They have the butcher cut judging. Like your ability to grade meat.
Yeah.
Like it's a real competition.
I believe it.
Like it's
I follow this dude on Instagram who always cuts meat up and it's amazing.
It's like an FFA type thing on steroids. But I was like there's like real, like these people go on and like work hilariously, coincidentally, for the FDA and stuff like that. And for these massive companies and stuff like this. And it's like, that's such a, like when you wonder how people get in these niche career fields. You know, being a Southern California guy, the one that we always talked about was underwater basket weaving.
Yep.
And then surfing. USD, you can major in surfing.
Ballroom dancing at SC, isn't that a liner class that he took?
Yeah, but
you can't major.
You can major in surfing.
I believe that.
At USD.
I believe that.
Which is like, you major in surfing and get a minor in...
did Jack Johnson support that?
Probably.
He's a California kid. Well, he went to USC, though.
But you minor in, what's it called? Oceanography or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to actually
there's something,
know waves and understand the science, the moon and the rotations. Yeah. And
but it's still, your classes start at 5:30 in the morning out on the ocean, which, I mean, it's pretty dope.
Which one of these do you take?
Oh, man.
Here, I'll run through them. Rice has Understanding the United States Through Baseball.
Which, for those that don't know, Rice, great baseball program.
Great baseball program. And I always say this about baseball. I mean, baseball correlates with... Baseball, for the longest time, was ahead of U.S., cultural standards.
Yeah.
And kind of breaking barriers and stuff like that. At UTSA, you can take Mariachi Ensemble.
Which... Ensemble?
Ensemble.
Ensemble?
Ensemble. That's how it's pronounced, ensemble. If mariachi is pronounced phonetically, then ensemble should be pronounced phonetically
ensemble.
As well. Ensemble.
God. Two different tongues, my friend.
It's ensemble. I know it is, but yeah, I like saying ensemble. Like,
wait a second. He's really digging in deep here.
No, no, no. I just like saying ensemble. Texas arguing the end of the world.
Which Austin is a great place for that.
Texas A&M, as we said, Texas barbecue, North Texas science, skepticism, and weird behavior.
That sounds like some real Eastern Oregon stuff.
Dude, that sounds like some current administration stuff.
There's some stuff there.
Texas State, from Jay-Z to Kendrick Lamar, politics, power, and identity in hip-hop lit. That's a fascinating class.
Well, yeah, that seems perfect for Texas.
Yeah. I would love that class, actually. I like how music correlates to
especially
stuff.
Especially at San Marcos.
SMU, how to build a time machine?
Hell yeah.
Texas Tech, the zombie.
Is that so they can go back and figure out how to avoid the death penalty in the 80s?
The zombie. Don't pay Craig James.
Yeah, Craig James. That's where
you can get away with Eric Dickerson. Just don't pay Craig James. Texas Tech, the zombie in media and pop culture. Fascinating.
If you've ever been to Lubbock, that tracks.
My coach used to be from Lubbock. Mm. Beer appreciation at Houston, podcasting at Sam Houston State. That's actually going to be a major. At many places, yeah. And just social media in general. Baylor, religion and sport.
Duh.
UTEP, regional Mexican music. Hell yeah.
I mean, it's El Paso.
And TCU, Beyonce and intersectionality.
Whatever. I saw one of those TikToks out there, and the majors that they had were at this liberal arts college. I was just like, oh, you want to be unemployed.
Like me.
Like there was no use for this whatsoever. And it's like, look, I'm not begrudging the college system. If you want to go to college, go to college.
I have a degree in theater and I work here.
But that's at least adjacent.
Yeah, it only took 20 years.
But here's the thing. Your degrees are significantly more applicable than mine.
That is true, you big waste of space over
there.
I have
multiple degrees in international studies with a focus on the Middle East and international business, language, commerce, those kind of things. And then I have associate's degrees that are very, very heavy math-based. Like, I have an associate that's basically gifted to me by the Air Force, through Community College of the Air Force, because of the school that I went through for tech school. Part of it is targeteering, and the math that goes along with that basically says, I can park a bomb in a 4x4-foot square from 30,000 feet with a pen and paper. Like, I know the math necessary behind that in order to do that. And it's like, it's funny when, you know, young people, and I was golfing this last weekend, a couple high school seniors, one of them is the editor at a high school paper here. And he's like, do you have any advice on like how to get into this and what to do? And da, da, da. And I go, it's the same thing I tell everybody that wants to do this that's young. The paths that existed 20 years ago when I started doing this basically don't exist anymore. And the idea that you have to go to Syracuse or to Arizona State or to Missouri and major
Wazoo.
In journalism or Wazoo, any of the Murrow type colleges or anything along those lines. Sure, it helps, like to being formally trained and all that kind of stuff. But you look at the most successful people that are in media now that are all like around our age. Most of them, like with the exception of like the Noah Eagles, who, you know, he's legacy in Syracuse and all that kind of stuff.
It's in your blood.
But beyond that, if you look at the top creators that are out there and the guys that work in media, even in print media, like these guys aren't like the traditional pathway. Mm-hmm. Like that's where like the podcasting one for Sam Houston here, like, yeah, like you can learn the ins and outs and how to like properly produce and do those. Like there's like, we kind of laugh about it, but it's very, like that's a very real course now or a very real major now.
But at the end of the day, it's still content. You can have the best produced podcast in the world and it's still content.
But that's what it comes down to. As I'm saying, like, and you can learn how to do things better. Like a perfect example, Joe Simons, who I co-host the Blazers post game with. Joe is traditionally trained, play-by-play journalism, Washington State. He's a Cougar.
Whoop, whoop.
His ability to be a host and to do things, he was trained in that. Yeah. That's what makes him great at him doing that. He was specifically trained to do that. And then he worked in radio for years. And it's like those things all help. But you could go to Texas and major in arguing the end of the world. And guess what? You could turn that into a freaking podcast and go beyond that and just do a million other things. Like, none of this stuff matters.
That'd be crazy. Arguing the end of the world would just be in circles. Obviously, I'd be interested in understanding the U.S. through baseball, but I kind of already know that. I think the music classes are really interesting to me, like how musicians are correlated with pop culture and cultural standards and stuff like that.
How to build a time machine.
How to build a time machine. I mean, it's got to be.
It's not, I don't think it's even close.
If I lived, how close is El Paso to San Antonio? Not.
No.
Because I would love to take regional Mexican music and mariachi ensemble. I think that would be great.
I mean, if double major.
Yeah, like I just want to learn about that.
Oh, no,
I think that music's
super,
awesome. Yeah,
super dope.
That's only a cool just under 8 hour drive. Yeah.
Just under eight?
Yeah. Just under eight.
If I leave class and then drive to San Antonio, I'll just party in San Antonio, take the class in the morning. And
with those big women on the Riverwalk?
Cruise on back, yeah. Cruise on back.
Shout out Charles Barkley.
Cruise on back. At least it's not Galveston in that dirty-ass water.
Hanging out with the Milwaukee Butterhogs.
All right, we come back with a lot more to get into in this 11 o'clock hour. Cleaning out the gift shop at the Masters. Would you do that? Probably. But first, we'll toss it to Rust with sports. Web Gems coming up next. We'll get into a little BYU football quarterback chat. Dave Martu join us at noon. Talk college football with him. Check in on a bunch of stuff going around. Probably ask him some duck question as well. Tomorrow, Ryan Clark joins us at 10:30. We'll borrow him from the morning show, and we'll preview Oregon State football this coming season. We'll do that tomorrow. So stick around for that. We'll have Alex Brink on Friday to chat a little Wazoo football as we go in to week zero. And then next week, buckle up, baby. Buckle up. Going to be a lot of B1G, a lot of SEC, some Arizona football, maybe. How should we do next week? What do you want to do?
We'll let the weekend tell us what to do.
Let the sports gods decide for you. Yeah, we'll have Tyson Alger on probably next week, I assume, and maybe we'll do our official Oregon preview.
Well, yeah, I'd imagine that we'd probably get a naming of a quarterback here pretty soon.
I would hope so. Maybe that'll drop on. Maybe that's the old Friday news dump. Mm-hmm. The old Dan Lanning Friday news dump. You know he wants somebody to get full reps all next week.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we'll have that to chat about Friday, but I like the idea of letting the gods decide. Leave it up to the gods.
We could come in on Monday and talk nothing but Iowa State, Kansas State.
What if that game is like, you remember that?
The most unreal game you've ever seen.
Remember that Rams-Chiefs Monday night, Thursday night
game? The color rush game where it was a bajillion
like
points?
56-51. What if this game is like
that? I hope so.
We just talk Matt Campbell for 4 hours.
Just drunk as hell. Yeah, I'm all about that.
Something I didn't know. I did not know that only Masters champions can sign the flag for a fan. Like when you have the logo that is the Masters logo and it has the little yellow flag, I did not know that it was like known throughout that you can only sign inside the flag if you are a champion.
Oh.
It's kind of like the star above the soccer shirt if you've won a World Cup.
Yeah.
Or a Euro sort of thing. Like, I like that. I like cool stuff like that.
Yeah, little things.
Yeah, exclusivity.
Exclusivity?
Exclusivity.
There you go.
Ensemble.
Our uncomfortable word of the week just might be one of the seven you've made up.
They're getting a little out of hand here. Well, you know. I got a degree in theater. I didn't get a degree in linguistics.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard this one?
No.
I'm kind of surprised. Surprise! It was surprised in, what was the other word?
That shocked?
Was shocked.
Probably shocked, yeah.
Yeah, subrocked. That's what I came up with.
Here's a good one.
Polyvos.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Polyvos.
Trying to say police officers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
When you talk for a living, that's what ends up happening. You know what we might? Yeah, there you go. What we might end up having to do is the board behind you just might have to be the words that you've created.
Are we keeping track? Somebody know all of them?
I mean, we could probably track them down.
I'm sure.
Probably track them down.
Maybe we'll have. Maybe we'll have our special guest producer over the next 2 days do all that work for us.
There you go. I'm
there. There we go. Yeah. Let's start that project tomorrow.
Start tomorrow. Monday.
Tomorrow. Rory McIlroy admitted while chatting leading into the tour championship that he purchased 1,100 pin flags remaining at the master shop on his way out. Dude, I'll give this guy a lot of credit, man. If I won something that important, and not just as prominent as that tournament is, but clearly as important to him as that was. Yeah, man, I'm buying everything.
Yeah.
I'm buying everything.
This is mine, and this is mine, and this is mine, and this is mine.
Especially if it, like, had your name on it.
You know, Dame's a perfect example of this, is being the complete other way. Just talking to him, he's so bad about living in the moment that he just doesn't. And as he's gotten older, he's been like, I'm trying to be better about this stuff.
like having memorabilia, like tokens,
just like being like big, like the 71 point game, like that one stood out.
Well, you didn't keep the ball.
Well, it was one of those things where, like,
do you sign your own basketball?
Well, yeah.
Like, if you kept that ball, you sign it.
Yeah, like if you look in the background, like when McElroy or whatever analyst that played whatever professional sport in the background, they have their own stuff behind them. Like, he's got...
You autograph your own stuff, though?
I mean, you usually probably have, like, the whole team do it, and then you also probably do it.
Okay, that would make sense.
Yeah, but, like, you know, or if you're signing something like going out. But I remember, I've told this story before, you know? I was the first one in the locker room after Dame gets drug tested, after scoring 71. I was like, 71, man. And the first thing the dude does is, complain about not scoring 90. Like, his inability to, like, live... But that's he was like, after a few minutes, he was like, you know, we all kind of gave him crap. Like, dude, come, you just scored 71, dude.
Yeah, but
like,
that's how some of those guys are wired.
But that's what I mean. Like, he's always been like in that version of like not appreciating what just happened because he's so focused on what's next now. He never like takes a minute. And as he's gotten older, he's gotten more cognizant of that stuff. So when I see guys do this, I'm always like, that's cool, because once that time's passed, it's gone. You can't go back to that moment. You can't go like, I wish I would have, like, that's why when guys celebrate stuff, like, you know, the whole adage, something a lot smaller. When you score a touchdown in the NFL, what if it's your last one?
You never know if it's your last one.
That's what I mean. Like, so the whole idea of like, act like you've been there before. Nah, man. If you're in Green Bay, Lambeau leap. If you want to go full TO and pull a Sharpie out of your sock, go ahead. Like, I'm
the kind of guy that keeps the Sharpie. If I'm TO, it's not the last catch I made in the Super Bowl for like 11 catches and 144 yards. Mm. If I really just pulled that stat out of my head, that'd be awesome. Mm. It would be, I want the Sharpie or the bucket that had the popcorn in it. I found the other day,
the shirt I wasn't wearing that I was laying on in my driveway when I was doing sit-ups.
Yeah. That would be the pants. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have the pants on like a mannequin in my closet. The other day I was looking through some stuff and I found this orange golf ball, and I turned to my wife and I said, this orange golf ball, I've had this thing for years. I don't golf. I've had it for so long, I can't even remember where I got it from. It just lives in my toiletry bag when I travel. And she goes, oh, that was one of our first dates when we were in high school. We went putt-putting and you said, I'm going to take this ball because I think you're pretty.
And you didn't even remember.
I didn't even remember.
Well,
there's a lot of people in between.
Look, wow.
I didn't mean it like that. Mm-hmm. Didn't mean it like that. I just meant like,
is she back home? Most of things?
No, she's at work right now. Yeah, we're good. We're clean. I love you, babe.
I kept the ball that I eagled with. My first ever eagle.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I ever get a hole in one, I'll do that.
Yeah. I have kids, so I'm starting to like save certain little like
some macaroni
art projects.
Drawings in the fridge.
Oh, I hate the macaroni stuff. I mean,
does anybody like them?
I don't think they like them, so that's great. But there's been some pretty cool drawings. I'm a sentimental guy, and good for Rory for being sentimental.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I like that he did this.
I haven't gone to and covered like a bunch of big sporting events or anything, but the ones that I have kept mementos from those, like the Rose Bowl and the national championship game in 2010.
Yeah, I've got passes from stuff like like you guys don't ever see it on the cameras because of where it's at. Dusty and I, the USAA gave us, we had a big flag banner
USAA
that from like our stand at Arlington National Cemetery, and it's like a full cloth thing. It's 6 feet tall. It's on magnets up here, like right in front of me. It says Danny and Dusty, Tenney the Fan, Portland, Oregon, 125th Army Navy game. Like, I've got the program from that game. I've got my passes, all my media passes and stuff from that game, because like that's a super cool thing to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like that'll go eventually into like whatever version of like framed thing that I have with all of the different passes and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, get it out of here.
Like, I've got my first like Hoop Summit credential, like the first time I was ever like solo credential, my first summer league credential, when I like those kind of things, like they mean something to me, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly,
those kind of things are cool to have. And like when I see athletes not do it, I'm always like, you're gonna look back later and be like, I kind of wish I would have grabbed that.
Rory said he wore his jacket all night till he went to bed at 3:30 a.m.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I probably would have slept in it.
I saw the jacket draped over a chair and a reminder that it wasn't all
okay. Although I probably would have laid down to sleep in it, and then after about 15 minutes be like, all right, I shouldn't do this. I don't want to rip this thing. Yeah.
I would have worn only the jacket.
There you go.
Well, yeah.
Only,
yeah.
Like just Winnie
Donald
the Pooh
Duck
style.
That thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
You're Donald Duck, I'm Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Look, in that situation, it's 6 and 1/2 dozen.
I'll bet you there's I bet you there's a collegiate class you could take on who you choose in Donald Duck or Winnie the Pooh. Mm.
I took a class when I went back to Portland State. It was on Disney movies. It was race, class, and empiricism in Disney movies.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah. Clark College used to offer the Bible as fiction. Like, talk about a controversial class,
God.
Yeah, university classes are weird. Bring that full circle. All right,
not a whole lot of people driving cars with a Jesus fish in that class.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. All right, when we come back, Web Gems, everybody's favorite, dude, 11:45. That's next. BYU quarterback news and Cam Newton. Man, that guy still got it. He funny. That's next. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
Getting higgy with it. Now, what did I do wrong?
All right, this is Web Gems. Do it every single day at 11:45. Coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, Dave Bartu will join us from College Football Matrix at the Big Nooner there. So we'll chat with him about some college football. We'll check in on the last team that hasn't named QB1 in the NFL, and then we'll get closing arguments and send you on your way. So hang with us. One more hour to go. Have fun. We are. BYU has announced, speaking of quarterbacks being announced, this does feel like quarterback time. Maybe old Dan Lanning will drop it on Ducks Insider today that you can hear right here on the Fan 105.1 from 1 to 2 about their QB situation. I don't know necessarily where to go with this other than his name is Bear Bachmeier.
Which is a good place to start.
That is a fantastic, fantastic name. I'm not the biggest fan of his brother being named Tiger Bachmeier, although I do find it funny that Tiger Bachmeier did initially enroll at Stanford.
So did Bear.
Yeah, I know, but you're like...
True freshman and already a transfer.
But like, at least his name is Bear, but like, you going to Stanford and your name's Tiger? Well, that's a bold choice there.
Bear throwing the ball to Tiger. And then they have the older brother, Hank. Yeah. Hank Bachmeier.
I like Hank's name the most, actually, in that whole situation. But the interesting thing about Bear Bachmeier,
it's like Chet Hanks,
other than his name, he will be the first true freshman to start in school history at BYU, which is...
We'll say also the Bachmeier family, illustrious hair.
Yeah, they got great hair.
Just flow for days.
What's mom look like?
I don't know. I tell you this, somebody in that family's got flow.
Somebody's got flow. He'll be the first true freshman in school history starting for BYU. That could give us maybe two true freshmen starting this year.
Yeah, him and Underwood.
Him and Underwood, but we still haven't heard if Underwood's going
to
play.
Yeah, I was talking to a buddy of mine who's tapped in out there.
Who's a Michigan guy?
Yeah, he's like,
Michigan
cat. It's going
to
be Bryce.
What do you got to lose?
Yeah. The transfer they have is not going to cut it.
The other fascinating part is the number that he wears.
Oh, boy, is it great.
And there is a highlight of him that has made the rounds, scoring a touchdown, kind of scrambling and running.
Trucking a defensive back.
Absolutely trucks a DB. Well, this made the rounds on the internet, and our good buddy Cam Newton, on his podcast.
Now you had it right the first time.
Yeah, thank you. I know I did. I know what I'm doing over here.
I will say, before you push play, this is what I love about Cam Newton.
This is the best part about Cam Newton. This is what he had to say about true freshman starter Bear Bachmeier at BYU. That's the play.
Hold on, we're going there. Was that the quarterback? It was his number 47. No. Defenders, you must identify the context clues. If a quarterback got a number other than the 19 other numbers that he can wear, you know that motherfucker ain't trying to damn throw the ball. This dude got 47.
Nope.
John Lynch out there, man. Talking about, you think he about to sit up here and throw it like Josh Allen? Hell no, he got bad intentions. 47 at quarterback, my boy. It got to be a backstory. And that's a story I ain't trying to figure out right now. My boy, you just got to, as a defender, you just got to know your surroundings and do better than that.
He got bad intentions.
I just love that. With all the number choices between 1 and 19, this man took 47.
That man got bad intentions.
Look, as somebody who wore 48 for a long time, I subscribe to the same mentality of Bear Bachmeyer. Like my high school running back coach used to always say, you know what I love about you? When I need 5 yards, you give me 4 yards. When I need 3 yards, you give me 4 yards. I know you're not going to cut. I know you're not going to juke. You're just going to lower your shoulder. For those that don't know, Bear Bachmeyer is a true freshman at 6'3", 230.
That's a big boy.
And he plays big. And if you're wondering what number he's wearing at BYU, it is 47.
That's so great.
That is such a, like, it's such a dope number for, like, there's, like.
Cam Newton. Is that John Lynch out there?
This man is.
He was hitting like John Lynch.
He is not. This is a quarterback. Look, again. Cam Newton played like a linebacker. And like,
he did. I mean, he's one of the more freak quarterback specimens we've ever seen, if not the.
You could say he's the freakiest quarterback in history.
He's a big dude.
6'6", 260. Just a mammoth of a human that like did not. Well, except for that one time on the fumble when he made a business decision. But this was a man, particularly in college.
Yeah.
That, I mean, look at, he took that team to a natty.
Well, that's why it costs $250,000.
It costs a lot more than that in today's market. That's for damn sure. If you're talking about an $8 million a year quarterback, that's the one.
Let's just throw another, well, I was going to say, yeah, or throw at least another 10. Zero on the end of it.
Yeah, Cam can make 10 mil.
I mean, that's the dude that breaks everything. But I just love that. Cam in his playing career and some stuff, like.
Polarizing, you know, for sure.
Post-career Cam, even with the stupid hats. And how he dresses. But when he just.
I kind of like him sometimes.
But when he just talks ball, I love it. It is. It's like Jeff Teague.
Yeah.
With basketball. Like, I just want to listen to you because you're entertaining as hell and you're fun and you give a damn about the game. And there's just something to him that's just like, I'm drawn to it.
Plus, everybody loves a good quarterback redemption, like revival story.
Sure.
Like, Cam Newton's kind of likable now. Jameis Winston's really likable now. Baker Mayfield is extremely likable.
Like, it's just like, and I think a lot of it was,
I'm with text line. YouTube is saying it like most people really don't like Cam Newton, and I get it.
I'm still in that boat.
I totally get that. There's a lot of vibrato there. I mean, especially if you're a Duck fan, that game was really brutal to watch. As a non-Duck fan, just a tough, like, not fun football to watch, and you lose that game. So I understand. But this, I'm with you. This is something to really like about Cam.
Also. A quarterback that just is headhunting wearing 47. Like, that's.
That man got bad intentions.
Like, that's. I love that.
I might need that as a drop.
That is just fantastic. Just all right. Perfect stuff.
Let's kick it over. One more hour to go. Dave Bartu going to join us. We'll talk some college football all over Division I. This is 105.1 The Fan.